the left of yesterday, we were discussing Shitas Rashi and the Sugya of Mavratz Tzmocho. The Rashi's basic yisod was that the reason why Hosif Masayim is a problem, and Lesser Hosif Masayim is not a problem, is a function of Bittul the Masayim. There's a regular din of Bittul the Masayim by regular Kiryat Kerem. So Rashi says, well, the stuff that's growing in the flower pot could also potentially be both the Masayim. So we had a lot of issues with Rashi yesterday. He said that there were issues of, is Heter Bottle altogether? There were issues of, within the creation of the Issef Tarovs of Kiryat Kerem, does Bittul doesn't make any sense? We had the issue yesterday of the Mordechai, Tchilas B'yosef, all the Tarovs. So we had a lot of reasons in the Rishon to believe that there may be another approach to this entire sugya. So in fact, the other approach of the sugya is based on the Ramban. It's the Ramban in the fifth of the Maror Makomos, where the Ramban, we already mentioned last week, when the Ramban tells us that a Teira lo botel. In that Ramban, the Ramban tells us that I think that particular law may have been more from the Ramban, but the Ramban himself says the following. So the Ramban says that the reason why Hosid Masayim is a Shiur has nothing to do with Bittul. Says the Ramban is based on the original Sugya in Pesach Adav Chafeh Amud Aleph, where the Gemara said, if you take a look back all the way back to the first of the Maror Makomos, the Gemara said, Amar Rav, it's two lines from the bottom of that Maror Makom. The end of the line, Amar Rav, Trey Kray Ksivi, Ksiv HaZera Uksiv HaMaleya. Okay, so Zeru Meikor Bash Rasha, Zeru Ba Hosif Inla Hosif Lo. Rav comments that there are really two different terms that are used concerning Kiryat Kerem. The Torah says, Vosizu Charmacha Kilayim, you're not allowed to plant Kiryat Kerem. And what will happen if you do? So it says, Pentikta Shamaleya Azera Shatizu Tosagorim. Because what will happen is that you can end up with an Isra'ana of Kiryat Kerem. Pentikta Shamaleya Azera. So comes Rav and says, those two terms, Pentikta Shamaleya Azera, seemingly are contradictory terms. Malaya has the connotation of something that's growing, something that's being malay, something that's increasing. Zera has the connotation, the original thing, whatever was there. You put the grain and the grapes together, that's zera, whether it adds on or doesn't add on. How do you explain away that civic contradiction? Is the Torah saying that just the planting of Kiryat Kerem is problematic? Or is the Torah saying it's only if they grow together, they increase together, does it become problematic? So Rabbi says, depends. If it's a rome karo, if you're taking mamash seeds and you're planting wheat and barley and grapes and you're starting off the process together, then you don't even need malaya. You don't even need anything to really grow. As long as you planted it, it becomes also shum kiryat kerem. Now the lying definition of planting is bahashrusha. That's to take root. If you just take a piece of wheat and throw it to the ground, take it right out a second later, that's not even called planting. Planting means that's to take root. Also learning Daf Yomi, we'll appreciate this. The Gemara's been talking about for the last two Dafim about planting before the Omer, about what's considered to be planting, what's considered to be taking root, if it was put into the ground, taken out before the Omer, after the Omer. So this din is a din called Tarakula. The definition of Zeriah means Bashrasha. But as long as Ashrasha took place, even though nothing's really increased, nothing's actually really grown, it's just taken root, that's enough to create an Isra of Kiryat Kerem. But if it was already planted, and now it's just a question of growing together, let's say the wheat and barley was already planted in the flower pot, and the grapes already planted in the ground, and now I'm just transporting and moving them together, so then the halacha says Hamaleya. That's where the din of Hamaleya kicks in, that it has to grow together, it has to actually increase together. So the halacha is, if you have, in a sense, pre-existing kerem and pre-existing chitim, and now you want to merge them together. Well, you shouldn't be merging them together. We want to merge them together to create an Isser Kiryat Kerem. That's only true if it's Hosif. There's a bit of Hosif, that's the Gedera Zekos of Hamaleya. Says the Ramban, that's where the Shia of Masayim comes in. How much is considered to be Mahosif? How much is considered to be an addition or growth? So there's a Shia of a Domer. What's the Shia? Says the Ramban, the Shia is 200. That if it grows such an infinitesimal amount, enough, you can barely even see it. It grew mamash one five hundredth of what it was originally. So that's nothing that's not even considered to have been increased. That's not considered to be a malaya. Once it reaches past the point of 200, then the din of malaya kicks in and then it becomes also. At the end of the day, Bein Lefi Rashi, Bein Lefi Ramban, the cutoff point is 200. There's no question about it. But conceptually, it's very different. According to Rashi, every drop, every mashu of Kiryat Kerem that grows together is automatically also. It's also from the second that it starts to grow. Elawat, if there's a sheer bittul, kol zman that it's a very small amount, is going to be bottled in Masayim. According to Ramban, no. According to Ramban, it was never Osir. According to Ramban, Kol Zman that didn't reach the magic number of 200, it was never called a Malaya. It was never subject to the Gzeres HaKosav of Malaya. And it was never subject to the Gzeres HaKosav of Malaya. It was never Osir in the first place. So according to Rashi, it was Osir, but became Mutter because it was Batel. According to Ramban, it was never Osir in the first place. What's the advantage of the Ramban? It's a Gvaltic advantage. We don't have to go to the root of Bittel. The Rashi sheet that was predicated on the assumption that Bittul was taking place in Kiliyat Kerem, so we had a half a dozen problems. It's a Terelo Botel, and it's an Isidarech Taroves, and it's Bitchis Biosarab Taroves. We have three strikes against invoking Bittul. Says the Rabban, you're right, you don't need Bittul. According to the Rabban, it's Mutur now Bittul. You know why it's Mutur? It's Mutur because it was never also. So there are two ways to remap to something. You have to say it was also, but we found the Hetter fruit, we found Bittul. Well, like the Rabban said, it was never also in the first place because it never met the Torah's criteria of being Hamalei, of being Hosef.
Rashi might have meant what the Rabban is saying, right? Rashi said
Bittul. Rashi said that it's Bittul, just as Kilei Kerem is Bottle the Messiah. Rashi invoked it in a Bittul the Messiah. So the Chor is going to be a possible another Nafkamina between Rashi and Rabban, whether the ultimate cutoff point of Hosef Messiah is based on Bittul or is based on Exeris HaKosov, a special unique din in the realm of Kilei Kerem. And that's going to be based on the 8th of the Maram Kamas. So tells us in Yitzhak Afnav Zayanim and Aleph is discussing the following halacha. We know that there are dinim of Bittul, there's Bittul Berov, and we spoke in the Fani Moshim, Bittul Veshishim. And then we find in two areas of halacha where the numbers of Bittul, the sheer, the amount that you need to be involved with something, is significantly higher than every other area of halacha. One is in the realm of Truma. Truma is Bottle Echa B'meya. If you have 100 times of chulin, so one item of truma, I have 100 chulin apples and one truma apple, it all gets mixed up together. So truma is batel the echad b'meya. And then there's another din, if I have one orla apple, or if I have one kinakim grape or something, and it gets mixed up in dvar mamutarim, then the sheer bittel is 1 in 200. So we have the regular standard bittel of rov and shishim, etc. Then you have some things like dav shesh mati, which are never batel. Then you have these two areas of halacha of 100 and 200. Where in the world did these halachas come from? What kind of thing is this that truma the numbers get hiked up higher, and Kiliyat Kerem all the numbers get even twice as high? So Tosfos says in the 8th of the Rambam Kamos and Nidre Ramzayim and Aleph, Mikan maybe Riva Raya the truma v'tela berov d'araisa. Says the Riva min haTorah, if you have one apple of truma that gets mixed in with two apples of chulin, it's a pretty good ratio, 1 to 2. Says the Riva, it's Bottle Min HaTorah. It's no different than one piece of trace of meat getting mixed in with two pieces of kosher meat. Bittul Berov. Min HaTorah, that's the din. We have all these halachas of Bittul B'meya. V'hadid Hashirim B'Sifra. That is a Torah's Kohanim that has a drasha. Mi has Mikdashel Mimenu. It's spent a pocket Bashas Korach. That the Sifra is all razzle dazzle drasha to teach me the Ola B'Kuf Aleph. That you need 101 times. It means 100 times Chulim for the one time Truma. Nah, says the Riva, Smachta B'Almi. Says that's only Midrabbanim. Min HaTorah, there is no such halacha. Min HaTorah, it's going to be Batel Berov. And now the revolt continues. The chayin had to come ahasam the orla the kiliyat kerem the kafal isura liyasabad no kafal bav liyasu stark echad masayim. The Torah Kohanim says that truma which requires 100 to be mevatel it, so orla and kiliyat kerem require 200. What's the relationship between truma and kiliyat kerem and orla? So says the Torah Kohanim, truma is only yasab yachila. There's no isra hadno. The zara is allowed to be nana from truma. So there's only an isra achila on truma. Whereas oil in Kiliyat Kerem is also the Achila Uvahana. So you see that in the realm of Isurim, Kiliyat Kerem and oil are twice as Osir as Truma. Truma is only Osir in 50% of usages. Name is only Osir the Achila Napana. And oil in Kiliyat Kerem are Osir Bein the Achila Bein Mana. So Kishem She Osir Akosov Behana Oso. Just as the Torah hiked up and doubled up the amount of Isurim in terms of Hana twice as much as Achila. Who are dinami, the shear of bittul is going to be twice as much as well. It's a very strange din. That's the din that appears in the Torah's Kohen. That's the mochor for the din of bittul masayim and all in truma. It's in a sense, it's the double the shear of truma. So says Tosfos, is that a din der haisa? The fact that you need masayim, you need 200 to mevatel all in kiliyat kerem, does the Torah require that? So says the Riva, if the whole thing is based on the double issur of truma, and Tosfos arrives in Gemara Nidah Mem Zayin, that the share of Meya for Truma is only the Drabanan. So Kavachoyim, the share of 200 is going to be Drabanan also. So there's the whole thing of Drabanan. All these funny shirim, all these excess shirim are all Midrabanan. Mina Torah, what's the share? The Torah, the share is Bittel Barayim. Chad the Trebotol. So it comes out that if this tells us this correct, that the whole notion of Masayim by Oral and Kilakem cannot possibly be Deraisa. How can you even dream of it being Deraisa if it's based on Truma and Truma Gufa is only Midrabanan? If that's the case, then going back to the Sugi of Mazlas, it's Nochel Bekerem, the cutoff of 200 is only Midrabanan. Midrabanan, what's the halacha? Let's say a person is walking with his flower pot with wheat and barley inside, and he's walking into the Kerem. And he stands at the Kerem for an hour, and for 2 hours, and he stands there for a week. And now it's Hosef, much more than Messiah. Now you have, let's say for argument's sake, it used to be 10 ounces worth of grain here. And now you stood there long enough and the grain grew, and now you have 13 ounces worth of grain. So you have an addition of 3 ounces of grain. So the Mishnah says, Hosef Messiah is also, no question about it. It says, Tosa Torah, Mishnah Rabbanan, Minat Torah, that's not also. Minat Torah, it's Batal Barov, so you have 10 to 3, so that's like 2 to 1, that's better than 0, 3 to 1. So Minat Torah is going to be Batal Barov. Lahalacha is going to be Hosef. Lahalacha is going to be Hosef Messiah. The Mishnah in Kilayim is teaching us the Din L'maisa, because it's not going to be Balto because it's more than 200. But with the Raisa, it's going to be Balto Barov. So according to Tosfos, most of the time, this Mishnah is going to end up only being a Chumah Midrabanan. But according to the Ramban's viewer, that this Mishnah Mavir Otzitz Nachal B'Kerem has nothing at all to do with Bittul, because Bittul is irrelevant here for half a dozen reasons. Because it's Teru L'Bottul, because it's Derech Tarayvis, it's a Derech Tarayvis, because Bala Azam Tarayvis, all the reasons that we spent the last two Shiurim in discussing different reasons, different Rishonim had, why Bittul is irrelevant here. The whole Shiur of 200 had nothing to do with Bittul, but rather the Shiur of 200 was a definition, was the Torah Shiur of Hamaleya. That's how you define what's called an additional growth. So that's the Shiur of Deraisa. That's like Kazayis is Deraisa, Kibetz is Deraisa, Da'alab is Deraisa, Tenfach is Deraisa. It's like, what are the Shiur of the Torah? That's the Shiur, Kachlem or Mestav, Alokha Mashem Esinai, is the Shiur of 200. Irrelevant to Bittul. Bittul is Derabar, but this is not Bittul. This is based on Hosef. This is the Shiur of Hosef. This is the Shiur of Amaleya. And therefore, if you dip beneath the 200 point, you're going to have a problem even on love of Deraisa. So this conceptual machlaik is the Rashi in the Ramban. Whether the din of Hosef Messiah is based on Bittul, or whether it's a din prof, it's a localized din, Hokos Kiliya Kerem, nothing to do with Bittul, but rather it's a din of Hamaleya, it's how you define growth according to the Torah. The Chart is going to happen after Mina, whether this Shir is a Shir Deraisa, or only a Shir Midrabanan. So then we can make a theme on the Hosef Messiah to the Sugya. Now we can move on to the next Sugya.
But people accept
last year the Rabban. I've yet to get a Shia Lamaisa in a Mavra Otsa Tzof of the Karim. Still waiting.
Didn't he have
a Shia
in Israel in the
Groom
House?
It wasn't a Shia. That was Otsa Tzof of Shemitah Shia. That had a few. Now we begin a brand new sugya. It's really a beginning of a whole series of sugyas. It's the sugyas of Yehari V'Yavon, the sugyas of what a person is permitted to do in a situation of a cholim, a situation of pikuach nefesh, what some of the limitations of pikuach nefesh are. The sugya begins in terms of Yisuri Hana, and then hopefully we're going to branch out to many, many dimensions, the next couple of sugyas, which are really one builds on the other. So the sugya begins on the first of the Marmakomus in Sachab Chafer Ben Aleph, Amr Rabbi Yaakov, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, the Komus Rapid Chutz Biatzi Asheira. The person is permitted to use, to heal himself as for medicinal purposes, he's permitted to use basically everything. Anything that we spoke about in the past, Yisri, Achil, Yisri, Hanah, you can have Komus and Pesach, and you can have Basa B'cholav, and you can have Shahnisko, whatever the doctor says goes, you're allowed to be misrapid with everything with the exception of Atei Ashera. Wood that came from a tree that was worshipped as Avodah Zarah, that would be problematic even if the doctor describes it. Heki Damid, what's the case? Ine Medika Sakona, if the person's life is in danger and the doctor says he needs this wood, then a few Atei Ashera Namids, then why should that be a problem? You know, there's a din of a chaybah, there's a din of pikuach nefesh, there's a din of a kula. Even Atei Ashera should be mutter. The either lake a sakana. If there's no sakana, his life is not in danger. He has a bad cold. A few kosher should return amidum. So who told you you're allowed to violate isurim? It's meheka teisi. You're allowed to violate isurim just because the doctor said so. It has to be mamish pikuach nefesh. So what's the case? What is the case here of Yechon was differentiating between atzei asher on the one hand that's aser and everything else plus b'chol of chomtz peisach etc. That's going to be mutter. Says the Gemara liolam dika sakana that we are talking about a situation where there is sakana. And Abba B'chein, one is not permitted to use the Atzei Asherah. Why is that? The sign of Rabbi Eliezer Omer, if never b'chol nafshecha, lama never b'chol mildecha. If never b'chol mildecha, lama never b'chol nafshecha. Why does the Torah repeat that you have to love a Kaddish Baruch Hu with all your heart and all your soul, and I'm sorry, with all your money, b'chol mildecha, with all of your money, all your resources, and all of your soul? And alone b'cha, the Torah is emphasizing, if you have a person whose body is worth more to him than his money, so then he has to love a Kadosh Baruch Hu even with his body. Some people, their money is more important than their body. So therefore the Torah emphasizes, for you, you have to love a Kadosh Baruch Hu even with all your money, with all your resources. So the bottom line is, Rabbi Eliezer is teaching us that you have to love a Kadosh Baruch Hu with the most precious thing that you have, and even if that means gufo, even if it means noto gufo, even if it means giving up your life, then so be it. That's the din of Avas Hashem. So the Gemara says that you see from here, from this din, is a requirement of Avas Hashem, b'chol gufo, that a person has to give up their life, not to violate Avas Hashem. What does it mean? Does that mean that you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos if your life depends on it? So we know that's clearly not the case. V'chai b'hem v'lo shiyamas b'hem. We know, does that mean you're not allowed to eat in Yom Kippur if your life depends on it? Not true. V'chai b'hem v'lo shiyamas b'hem. So what possible mitzvah is the Torah talking about? What possible aveira is the Torah telling us we're not allowed to violate even if it means costing us nafshecha? So Rabbi Eliezer understands this to refer to Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is the aveira par excellence, which is the greatest steer at Avodah Hashem. You can't get a greater steer at Avodah Hashem than Avodah Zarah. You know, a person is eating chametz and pesach. All right, it's a problem. We're not advocating eating chametz and pesach. We're not advocating chol Shabbos. We're not advocating doing aveiras. But Tzirin Averis are not such an absolute blatant, it's inconceivable to have of an Azar and Abbas Hashem together. Chametz and Pesach, okay, Nebuch, I ate a piece of pizza and Pesach, okay, no, I didn't have Averis. But to be Ovid of an Azar, I ate the lack of Abbas Hashem and and therefore Rabbi Eliezer said, when the Torah is Mechayis in Chol Nafshecha, that means even a few Miltos Nafshecha. That's the Mokhid of an Azar is Yehar V'Yavar. So comes the Gemara and says, that's what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about. Rabbi Yochanan said, you're allowed to eat chametz and pesach, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, you're allowed to eat chaylev and treifas and everything, if it's b'machal pikuach nefesh. But chutz mi'atzei asherah, the book stops here, that to use atzei asherah, to use avodah zarah, that would be a problem. That would fall under this gzeres hakasav of mechal nafshecha, that avodah zarah is yehar v'yavar. So comes Tais and says, he doesn't say exactly what the case is. What does it mean you're not allowed to use the atzei asherah? What are you using? How are you using these atzei asherah? So comes Taisus himself from Chafem and Aleph, Chutz Piat Yasher, and Yerulari, the Ma'arik goes, She'ein Yochel Esrapi Mishar Eitzim Ela Bazeh. Says the Ri, we are not talking about using Atzei Asherah for firewood. Let's say the guy's very cold, and the doctor says, he doesn't warm up the house, he's going to die. So the Taisus says, he used the firewood of the Atzei Asherah, big deal. I'm not worshiping Rabbi Zara. I'm using wood from Rabbi Zara. True, that's a Yahar V'Yavar. So says Taisus, it must mean that I'm using the wood as some kind of derech Rabbi Zara. There's some kind of idolatry involved in the using of the wood itself. When I use Rabbi Zara wood for a fire, then there's all Rabbi Zara involved. But if I'm using a derech Rabbi Zara, that would be a problem. What do the words mean? I'm bowing down to the tree. What do the words mean? So comes the Re and says, it means like this. It means that I went to a very, very special doctor. The doctor said to me, listen, you have to use this wood in the following potion. I'm going to prescribe medicine for you, and no other wood's going to work. Why is no other wood going to work? Because it's not really the physical properties of the wood that's working. It's the fact that this wood is divine. This wood is Avodah Zarah. You have to eat this wood. You have to use this wood in such and such Avodah Zarah potion. And this medicine man is telling me that I have to use a derech the way he's prescribing. Kagonei de shedim ashum dovaracher. So Taisa says all kind of spiritual, almost focused voodoo type of use of this wood. That's what the Gemara means, I'm not allowed to do. Why am I not allowed to do it? I don't believe in this Narishke. Says Taisa, the guy doesn't really believe this is true. But then he used all conventional wisdom, all the conventional medicine, and now Nebuch is going for the last last resort. So says Tosfos, what's going to happen? It may work. You know, as we know, I'm sure people in the medical world can tell me, every once in a while somebody's hocus pocus stuff works. There's no correlation. There's no cause and effect. The person got better for a half a dozen other reasons, but you know, a person will say, oh, it must be because I took X, Y, and Z. I used the shark cartilage, I used the this, I used the that, and my condition improved. Is that what you see from here? That such and such thing is good. I think am I correct in my assessment? That's how many of these extra medicine and medical cures end up getting publicity. So this is exactly what Tosfos is talking about. What's going to happen? The guy's got X condition X. He's going to go to the voodoo man, to the medicine man. He's going to prescribe him to do all this magic, hocus pocus with his wood. And believe it or not, the guy's going to get cured. Why is he going to get cured? Not because of the Nourish guy, because of the medicine man. He's going to get cured because the Rav Shlom sent him a cure. Naturally, he got cured. So what's going to happen? The guy's not sophisticated. He's going to think, wow, there's really something to this. He's going to start to believe in this. Says Tosfos, the Asi Lemete Basar. Says Tosfos, that's the problem. The problem is that the using of the wood itself is not an act of Avodah Zarah. I'm not bowing down to the wood. I'm not accepting the wood as a god right now. But if it works, then he may end up doing such a thing. That's what Rabbi Yechiel said, now let's do. That not only is Avodah Zarah itself Yahar Gal Yavor, not only am I not allowed to bow down to an idol to save my life, I'm not allowed to set myself up into a situation where I may end up coming to believe in the idol. That's also Yahar Gal Yavor. That's how Tosfos touches up Agamar. So that's quite a chiddush. I thought until now that Avodah Zarah is Yahar Gal Yavor. Don't bow down to an idol, even if the whole thing comes to your head. No, says Tosfos. That's also true. But don't set yourself up. Don't take some kind of a cure in a strange way that may, if it really works, or quote unquote really works, is going to end up leading you to believe in Avodah Zarah. That's also a problem. So comes the Ran in Masechta Sotah. It's chopped off. It was the fourth in Ma'amar Kamos. Only the first line is there. I needed the next. Okay, whatever it is. Comes the Ran in Maseches Pesachim and says no. Says the Ran, that's not what the Gemara means. That's not what Rabbi Yochanan meant. When Rabbi Yochanan said, "B'chometz rapel chutz me'atz yasher," Rabbi Yochanan meant going to the medicine man, to the voodoo doctor. Nah, Rabbi Yochanan meant you're not allowed to use atz yashera for medical reasons. What does it mean for medical reasons? It's cold in the house. So the doctor said, listen, this guy's cold, it's not good for him, he may die if he even gets too cold, he's got to heat up the room. So I go scrounging around looking for wood, I can't find any wood. The only wood I find, there's a big sale, a Beth Mark, there's a sale right in front of the store, of logs of wood of Asherah tree. So that's all the wood I can get. Comes around and says, you're not allowed to buy that wood. You're not allowed to use that wood, you're not allowed to use that wood for firewood because it's Asherah tree. Why not? Why is that called Avodah Zarah? I'm not worshipping the Avodah Zarah tree. And not even like Tosfos, I'm not going to come to believe in the Avodah Zarah tree. I'm using it in the natural way. I'm not using it derech voodoo. So says the Ran, that's also called Yahar Gal Yavor. Why is it called Yahar Gal Yavor? Because the Halacha tells us that when we say that an Aveira is Yahar Gal Yavor, the Halacha labels Avodah Zarah as Yahar Gal Yavor, not only is the act of Avodah Zarah itself Yahar Gal Yavor, but anything that smacks of Avodah Zarah, anything that smells of Avodah Zarah, anything that's related to Avodah Zarah, is also considered to be Yahar Gal Yavor. So the Isser of using Avodah Zarah is an Isser D'oraisa. I'm not allowed to be Nenef from Avodah Zarah. It's true, if I'm Nenef from Avodah Zarah, if I take Avodah Zarah wood and I use it for firewood, I'm not Chayav Skil, I'm not Chayav Mitzvah, I'm not Chayav Karis. I only violated the law and the Torah, that's true. But since this is part of the parsha of Avodah Zarah, once the Ika Dinim of Avodah Zarah is Yahar Gal Yavor, then the entire parsha of Avodah Zarah is Nitfas as an Isser of Yahar Gal Yavor, and everything that has anything at all to do with Avodah Zarah becomes Yahar Gal Yavor. How did the Ran know this? This is quite a chiddush. This is more of a chiddush than Tosfos even. So the Ran is based on the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin. The Gemara, the third of the Ma'amar Kamos, and Sanhedrin, I am an Aleph. I'm a bit of a Rav. Once there was a man who saw a certain woman, and he got sick, he got physically sick, because he wanted to be together with that woman. So he asked the doctors, the guy's never going to get better unless he's together with that woman. So Amru Chacham said, Chacham says, yeah, very nice, thank you for the diagnosis, thanks for the prescription, but no, tough. We're not going to permit him to violate the Aveir of Znus, even though he's going to die. But then they rephrase the question. Tama the fun of Aruma. They don't have to literally be together. She just has to do stand in front of him, not dressed, do things which would otherwise be asar. But maybe that would be mutter of pikuach nefesh. Yamasa tama the fun of Aruma. The Chum says, forget it. Even that's your harvei yaba. She stop your mom and chorah. Get there. The Gemara says, let them just talk together in an inappropriate fashion. Yamas mot to stop your mom and chorah. Tough. Everything is finished. That's it. Everything is Yahweh Yahweh. So the Gemara is the Machlech. What was the case exactly? Pigibur of Yaakov or Idi Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Chadam Eishas Ish Haisa. One opinion said this particular woman was an Eishas Ish. The Chadam of Peduya Haisa. And the other one said she was a single girl. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Lamandiyam Eishas Ish Haisa Shakir. If she was an Eishas Ish, she was married. So I understand the whole story. The whole story makes sense if she was a married woman. I understand that it's Kiriya Rayas, it's Yahweh Yahweh, that not only can they not be together, they cannot even do other inappropriate things. It's Yahweh Yahweh finished. That's it. If she was a single girl, what's the big deal? What was the terribleness? She got a mikvah, she won't be a needy, but it's still terrible. So Rav Papa, So the Amoraim say that if the version of the story was that she wasn't really an Eishes Ish, then there was some kind of extra halachic consideration here. There was some Hora Shah, there was some emergency measure that Chazal said, set up here, not to permit this, either because they felt it would be a disgrace to the family if such a thing would happen, or because it'll be a terrible pierce, it'll be a terrible situation in the future, what a precedent. Any guy with sugar wants to be mizana with a woman, so we'll get a doctor to write such a prescription. So therefore, the Chacham made a special takana that we're not going to let you do these crazy kinds of things. But we want to focus on the first line of the Gemara. Bishlam leman diyama ish this haisa. The Gemara says, if she was married, then great, the story makes perfect sense. The Gemara only had to come on to these extra halachic considerations if she wasn't married. But if she was married, then the whole story makes perfect sense. We understand what the Chacham said, Yahweh. Why do we understand it? I understand the original request that he wanted Mamash Rimuzana with us. Okay, Ishizish is Gilead Arias. But when they lowered down the request, when they asked merely let us stand undressed, let them talk inappropriately, do other kinds of other contexts together, so why did the Chum give in? Why did the Chum say, okay, so it's not Gilead Arias Mamish, so why is it Yerba Yava? Why is it any worse than eating Chometz and Pesach? Why is it worse than eating on Yom Kippur to be Michal Shabbos? So it's also the Natar. Very nice. But the act that was being requested, the things that the halacha wouldn't permit under normal circumstances. But it's not Gilead Arayis Mamish, so therefore it should be Mutter, Mappa Bikurach Nefesh. So the Ran, you see from here, that whenever there's an Aveira that's Yerav Yava, such as Gilead Arayis, not only is the Aveira proper Yerav Yava, but everything that's part of it, we call the halacha Abizrayim, that means like the dust of the Aveira. Not only is the Isra itself Yerav Yava, anything that smacks of the Isra, anything that's in the parish, anything that's in the ballpark of that Isra, is also Yerav Yava. So, how does Chazal know? It's a different story, but you see close to the Gemara, that's the case, says the Ran. So says the Ran, just as in the realm of Gilead Arayis, not only is the actual act of Znus Yerba Yava, but other lower forms of the Issa, other Issa related to Gilead Arayis are also Yerba Yava. So too in the realm of Avodah Zarah, not only is bowing down to an idol Yerba Yava, using an idol for wood, for firewood, is also Yerba Yava. Anything that's of Israel is Yerba Yava. So you have a Machlokes Tosafim Ran. What's the case in the Gemara? What did Rabbi Yechiel mean when he said you can't use a sheira wood to heal yourself? Are you going to die? So according to Tosafos, it means you can't use the derech voodoo. You can't do it in a strange way that may lead you to actual avodah zarah down the line. Mashenke, according to the Ran, no one's going to worship avodah zarah because you used a sheira wood for firewood. No terrible thing is going to happen, but you violated Issa Deraisa, being Nanami Avodah Zarah, and that Issa being Nanami Avodah Zarah is Abizrayu of Avodah Zarah itself. So we have Machlokes Tosafim Ran, how to understand Pshat in this Gemara. Hopefully, from next week, we have to go back to this Gemara in Sanhedrin, because this is really the typical Gemara, and see how this Gemara plays out, being with the Ran, the way the Ran quoted it, and how it turns us out of this Gemara in Sanhedrin, and let it just sheet themselves in the family. Thank you.
According to the Ran, any.